This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, Wednesday, September 2nd, we're opening up the books on another hour of conversation here on the DJV program. Whether you're in the southeast or the southwest, the northeast, northwest, all around the country, in fact, all around the world, you can go to iTunes, all the places where you get regular podcasts and where you get broadcasts of direct programs. TuneIn has been the one that's longest. But just put DougStefan.com or Good Day Networks, and you can find the program, or DJVShow.com. And there you go. So, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And we're about the business of finding out what's going on. I noticed that in California, Jennifer, that $130,000 has been raised for a California family after girls were seen using Taco Bell Wi-Fi for schoolwork. I don't understand.
These stories are happening all across the country.
Okay,
parents
do not have
money for internet. You go and you use the free Wi-Fi at Starbucks or in a parking lot at Taco Bell. It's a horrible current state of technology.
So
Fortunately, it depends on the school district. For my school district that I would live in is the LA Unified School District, and they are giving devices to every kid, and they're also giving Wi-Fi hotspots to every kid. Mm. So certain school districts it's very expensive, absolutely, and they're getting a lot of federal grant money. They're getting some money from the state, but obviously probably for smaller school districts, I would imagine, maybe more than even the large ones, this is maybe more of an issue trying to figure out how to accommodate the kids, because a lot of school districts are now equipped to give out tablets or laptops. If they are doing that, however, then some families may struggle to get Wi-Fi, so that's why you hear some of these stories. But like I said, LA Unified, I know, is handing out hotspots for those families who need them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the latest from the campaigns of Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Every day we should spend a little bit of time.
I'm going to give you a twofer, actually. Just since you brought up education and my state of California, I thought this was kind of interesting that the University of California system, so the UC schools your daughter teaches for UCLA, they can no longer use the ACT or the SAT tests as a determinant for admissions. This is a new superior court ruling that... California Superior Court handing a victory to students, they say, with disabilities, but yet this applies to every student going into the University of California. They say it's a test optional policy at most UC campuses, affords privileged non-disabled students a second look in admissions as opposed to those who aren't taking the test. So now they're going to get rid of that policy. And think about what this means. I mean, this is part of our culture, right? Kids go to high school, they study for the SAT, they study for the ACT, and now the UC school system, which has some great schools in it, UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC Santa Barbara, UC San Diego, all of these schools are now no longer going to be able to look at your SAT or your ACT.
So how do they decide whether you get in or not?
Guess your grades, however you apply.
In some circumstances, I don't know, because UCLA has got 40,000 students.
That could be a good thing, right? To look at a kid, you know, as a whole person and not just by test scores. That might not be a bad thing.
Well, if they individually interview, that's the thing. I remember being individually interviewed when I went to college back in the 60s. My guidance counselor sent me to 5 different schools, and I went to all of them, did interviews, and got a sense as to, it was good for both sides, you get a sense as to what the school was about.
I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Well,
do they do interviews?
You'd hope so. How do you know who you're admitting if you're just looking at a flat screen or a piece of paper?
Right.
I think that's outrageous. I think that's ridiculous.
See, I always bothered.
Hiring somebody for a job. How do you hire somebody for a job and not meet them? How do you do that?
I, I agree. I think it's definitely personal. I just think the onslaught of people who apply now to colleges, I can't imagine. I mean, when I went to college, there was no interview process. And not for any of the schools that I applied to, by the way. And here's the thing that stinks. For me, I was a horrible test taker. Like, I loved to write, but I hated standardized testing because I always would overthink myself. And so I considered myself to be pretty smart, and I did terribly on the SAT. But
you should consider yourself pretty smart. You are pretty smart.
Yeah, but very, I mean, smart. I'm just talking about
high school. I had a horrible SAT score, too. So,
there's something to this. But I would think it would have to be coupled with the common sense approach of actually meeting the candidate. It's kind of like immigration. I mean, you're going to apply it to a job, immigration, any number of things. How do you know who's getting the job, who's being let into the country, who's going to college, unless you actually meet them? It's ridiculous to do it any other way.
I think that's one point. And Victoria, I totally get what you're saying because I feel the same way. I feel like I was overlooked by colleges that I could have really excelled at simply because of my SAT score. But I also think this leaves, without having a stipulation or a criteria, I think it also leaves us open for more fraud. Because not only did you have parents in this last college scandal trying to fake their kids' SAT scores or try to alter them in some ways. But you also had more of an emphasis on some of the extracurriculars, and you had a lot of people who were trying to fake all of their extracurricular stuff.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin's dumb daughters on on the rowing machine. So, yeah.
all right, so I promise you, I have a look at the elections. Do you want to do it now or you want to come back?
You can spend a little time on it. Let's see.
All right, so there's some new polling out. This is where I think it'll be interesting because this is the first poll that's come out after the DNC and the RNC were complete. There was an Emerson poll that we talked about, I think, on yesterday's show. That Emerson poll was done with only 2 days of the
Who's
Republican
Emerson?
Convention in mind.
Emerson
College.
Emerson College in Boston. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So now there's a new USA Today Suffolk poll. And actually later today, there should be some polls in the battleground states, which I actually think are more important and significant than national polls. But as of right now, Donald Trump is losing to Joe Biden by 7 points. USA Today, Suffolk University finds Biden having 50% of the vote, Trump having 43%.
This is a national poll.
Of the vote. But think about how, yes, this is a national poll, but think about how much this shrunk. In their last poll, they were separated by 12 points. Now Trump has cut down his trail basically down to 7 points. So Labor Day, as we're getting past it next week, that's the final sprint.
If Trump's going to win.
Not even, because early voting ballots start to go out in September.
I
agree.
I know people like to talk about polls. I never believe any of it. I've never in my entire, it's like
well,
the Nielsen
stuff.
Who
pays for it.
I've never
if
in my entire
If it's a Gallup poll, it's always going to be right of center. They're
well,
always
and
they,
you also
Republican.
Have to look
but
at.
Have you ever been polled? I've never been polled.
No.
But here's the thing: you have to look at is how they sample their polls. You have to look at if they're going to registered voters or if they're going to likely voters. This is registered voters. That's why I think the number is actually more close than or much more. They're linked closely.
Valuable.
I think more than that. Yeah. You look at registered against likely voters. You look at how many Democrats, how many independents, and how many Republicans were sampled. Because a lot of poll companies will try to get a certain result, so they go after who they think are going to be their prime targets.
That's why I don't
this.
Believe in
so
any of the polls. I think they're all biased.
This one, to put into perspective, has a 3% margin of error. So that already is one. And then they were only done with 1,000 registered voters. They don't talk about party preference.
Nonsense.
So
it's like the ratings on radio. That stuff's all it's
the
always
idea
bad.
Is
it's always
if
wrong.
You see Joe Biden getting out of the basement, you see him taking a different stance on things. The polls are tightening, is what this indicates.
Yeah.
And so
Can we go back a little bit?
We're pretty close to being even, I would say, at this point.
All right. What's the president and the federal government doing with regard to the Kenosha situation? I'm confused about what he wasn't necessarily welcome with open arms, but
well, it depends
are there,
on by who.
The federal
he had a lot
government
of people who greeted him.
Does the federal government, the people in Portland, or at least the mayor, said, "We don't want you here. We don't want federal help."
You're conflating Portland and Kenosha. So yesterday,
well, I'm just
the
putting them together because they both had relativity and connection to the feds.
President visited Kenosha yesterday and was welcomed by a lot of supporters and by law enforcement. The governor and the mayor said, don't come. The president did anyway. And when he was there, he gave, he talked about body cams, and they actually had a real conversation about why that would be important for the police. And the police said that they were going to roll out body cams at the beginning of this coming year, which I think is a huge piece of progression.
If they don't turn them off.
Well, let's just imagine that this is good news and that they're going to have their officers camped, which is important. Trump offered to give them $1 million to help fund that effort for law enforcement and to help move the investigation along. He also brought in the federal government to do their own investigation independent of law enforcement into the shooting of Jacob Blake. And then he offered, I think it was $4 million in federal aid to the businesses that were destroyed during the 3 days of
violence.
So
that's seen by some as buying votes with federal money.
I don't know if it's seen as buying votes, but certainly it's helpful to a community that was already suffering because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you what the other side says.
Is the payroll protection plan? I mean, it was that during the pandemic.
Well, remember, he sent a note around that everybody signed Donald J. Trump, you know, to try to get everybody to think that it was his.
He's the president.
He's doing. He's the president in residence. That's my Trump. Remember that song?
No.
No.
Don't remember that song? He's the president in resident. That's my Bush was when it started. But then you can apply it to any singular syllabic name. So it would fit. He's the president in resident. That's my Trump. You can use that on your local program in L.A. if you'd like to, Jennifer.
Let me write that down again. How does it go?
He's the president in resident. That's my Trump.
All right. I think I got it.
All right. Let's keep moving here. The story, I'm in my mind, I'm going back to something we talked about earlier, but it's worth a repeat because it's a good shot at Pelosi using a hair salon to get her hair done when it was supposed to be closed. What a big phony. I believe that.
And not only did she get her hair done, but she was wandering around there with no mask on whatsoever, looking not concerned one bit. And here's all I would say. We can look really, at the shallow saying, yeah, we'd all like to have a haircut and get our hair done in California, and she's out there doing it against the law. But she was the one who said that no one is above the law when she was trying to impeach President Trump, yet I think she thinks she is. She was also, I can't tell you how many people can't go in and visit their loved ones in hospitals. Yet she's out there breaking the law. I mean, it's just, it doesn't look good for a state that's been closed down for so long.
Right.
It looks totally out of touch and elitist.
So I'm looking this up now, and apparently there are new rules that took effect today for salons in San Francisco. The city actually allowed one customer per at a time in the business.
This was
a couple days ago. This was the state of California. That's what the defense of that is.
Yeah, the salon owner said that the salon was closed and that she came in asking for special treatment. The salon owner is the one who said that it was an insult that her stylist actually went in and did it. And just for the record, because I've had a lot of people tell me that salons are open in California, in Los Angeles County, they're still closed down. So it is
a lot of people
are out of work, and it's sickening.
Just remember, take this with you today as you move through the day. He's the president in resident. That's my Trump.
Can we not assign that as our theme song? Because I don't
today know. Is VJ Day. VJ Day, that's Victoria and Jen Day. Also celebrated every September 2nd. It actually stands for Victory Over Japan, commemorating the Second World War coming to an end. Well, actually, was when the Allies, U.S., Great Britain, France, and the other Western nations really put the heat on, and the conflict came to an end. Commonly accepted knowledge that what precipitated the empire, the Japanese Empire's surrender, was the two bombings, the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima with atomic warheads. So today we celebrate VJ Day. We celebrate VJ Day every day here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This. All right, let's spend some time talking about the CMA nominations, which have just been announced. The 2020 CMA nominations, Miranda Lambert and Luke Combs lead all the nominations in this year's CMA awards, which is going to be program airs November 11th, live from Nashville. Let's see here. They don't have a host yet. Information about what it's going to look like a little bit. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in a couple of months, so they're playing it close to the vest. But here is the list, the full list of nominees. Entertainer of the Year, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban. All up for that. Let's see here. For Single of the Year, we have 10,000 Hours from Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber singing along. Also up for the nomination of Single of the Year, Luke Combs and Beer Never Broke My Heart. I think we've heard most of these on this program, have we not, over the course of the last 4 or 5 months. Bluebird by Miranda Lambert up for Single of the Year. Maren Morris's The Bones and Gabby Barrett's I Hope. I don't think I recognize Gabby Barrett or The Hope, but I think we've played or talked about or both. And
yeah, The Bones
songs.
Here with Maren Morris. This was a huge hit for her. But you're right. I do not know Gabby Barrett, nor do I know I Hope. So that's the only song that I do not know.
Right. Okay. Well, the rest of them, you put this stuff together for us, and you've put all these people and the information together so we can talk about it on the air. By the way, it's 25 past the hour on the DJV Wednesday program. Victoria and Doug and you with a focus on these nominations for the CMA Awards. Let's see, we haven't covered Album of the Year yet. Up for that, John Pardee passing away, but his...
No. John Pardee, very much alive. You're thinking of John Prine.
I am. Yeah,
not your death notices.
Yep. No death notice, yeah. John Prine, but he's not in here. Pardee is up for Album of the Year with a group of tunes under the umbrella Heartache Medication. Ashley McBride up for the album Never Will. There is a self-titled album by Old Dominion. Yes, it's called Old Dominion. It's up for Album of the Year at the CMA Awards. Let's see. What You See Is What You Get, a Luke Combs album. and Miranda's Wild Card. So that's the full list of nominees. Miranda Lambert and Luke Combs, though, again, leading all nominees. Is that a surprise? I don't think so.
Luke Combs has just, you know, been such a breakout star.
Right.
And Miranda's always at the top of her game. So.
Right, but she seems to this year have gotten her act together since her divorce. And the new guy, I mean, it's taken her a while seemingly to settle down.
Well, I think Wild Card is just a better album than the one that she did before, which was very depressing. And I mean, I get it. She was going through a tough time with her divorce from Blake. But, this new album, Wild Card, has just better songs on it.
Yeah. What do you think Blake thinks of her success? Do you think that he is nice enough to congratulate her, wish her well, hope she wins? Because they got to see each other at this award.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because Blake and Gwen were sitting in the front row of last year's CMA Awards, and Miranda was performing, and Blake and Gwen sat there and clapped and cheered for her. And then she didn't do the same. She literally left the auditorium when Blake and Gwen were doing their duet. So a lot of people picked up on that. I don't know if she's
that's cheap.
Bitter? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's cheap. That's just
it's immature. It's not very adult, right?
That's a cheap shot. All right, anyway, so you got the story of the CMA nominations. That's been the fodder here of our music segment. Every day, every hour, we spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some of the important musical news of the day here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says violence being seen in the streets of major cities across the nation in recent months is domestic terror. And speaking yesterday at a law enforcement roundtable in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the president said he strongly supports the use of the National Guard to help put an end to that violence. And he also called the Democratic Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler stupid for rejecting federal resources to address the violence there.
How he can be mayor, I have no idea, but all he has to do is call, and within 10 minutes, their problem will be over.
Wheeler has blamed Trump for the violence, saying he's created hate and division. Over 2,000 arrests have been made in a nationwide operation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency says it's aiming to get illegal immigrants convicted of or facing criminal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It appears Americans are still a ways off from having any hopes of getting coronavirus stimulus relief money again, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans are no closer to a deal than they've been in weeks. Pelosi says Democrats in the White House, in her words, have serious differences understanding the situation that working families are facing. This comes after Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke over the phone for over an hour yesterday. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the official Japanese surrender in World War II, officially ending the deadliest conflict the world has ever seen. September 2nd was a formality. The Empire of Japan had announced its unconditional surrender earlier in August after the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The surrender documents were signed on board the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. And Graceland is cleaning up after graffiti was sprayed on a wall all along Elvis Presley Boulevard, the Levitt Shell Amphitheater, and the I Heart Memphis mural in Midtown Memphis, also vandalized. The graffiti calling for defunding police, abolishing ICE, and in support of Black Lives Matter. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A mind for the metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. 34 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program without Jay. It's Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you against the world. Hooray! A listening note, next Monday, Labor Day, when most of the other radio hosts will be faking it with a recorded version of their program, not so here. As you know, the DJV program prides itself on being on the air most holidays. Used to be when I was on my own, I did all the holidays, but because I have to give in to the love and life and laughter of Victoria and Jennifer, who actually have a life. You see, I didn't make any difference to me. I'm happy.
Yeah,
to
the
be
one
on
holiday we're
on
not
Christmas
live
day.
Is Christmas. All right, yeah. So settle right. down, Ebenezer, because you know, or Bob Cratchit or whichever. No, it was Ebenezer.
Captain Curmudgeon, if you please.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Labor Day
humbug.
Next week. Bah humbug. I like that. It's a slogan. Yeah, we could do that with he's the president in resident. That's my Trump.
Bah, humbug.
Bah, humbug. Okay, next Monday, Labor Day, on the air, we are going to give away a fabulous power washer from our pals at Works, W-O-R-X. So, if you're in the need, you know what a power... Victoria didn't even know what a power washer was. So,
no, that's not true. I totally know what a power washer is. I asked, Doug, I've used a power washer.
Really? On what? What did you use it for?
I helped my parents power wash their patio. My brother has used a power washer in his house. I've helped him with that. Like, I'm very familiar. Women can power wash. Okay?
I didn't say women couldn't. No, don't get that. Get us going into that department.
Well, then how did I... All right. Well, then how did you think that I had no idea what a power washer is?
I thought that we were talking about it off the air, and you asked me about power washing. Maybe that was Phil.
I asked if you got the power washer that they sent you.
Yes, I did. Thanks very much. And now,
anyway,
you can get yours through.
It's a good one.
Next Monday, we're giving away, worth hundreds of dollars, a brand new, it's new technology, actually. Works has fabulous, everything's, you don't have to plug it into anything. It's got a battery. Put the battery on it. I have a drill in my truck that's from Works, and I use it all the time on the farm. I have a blower, one of those leaf blower things that you use all the time. We have a bench that we use for sawing wood and stuff. What do they call those? A table saw. They have everything, and it's just battery powered. Fabulous. Take it anywhere. Use it any place. So this power washer will be yours if you play your hunches and your thoughts correctly. The Works Power Washer giveaway next Monday, Labor Day, here on the DJV program. Okay. Now, we could go from singing, I'm Getting Married. No, I was going to go from he's the president resident, that's my term, to I'm Getting Married in the Morning, because you have a story, a marriage story. And is this a good one?
Well, before we get to the marriage story, which is a very salacious story, we've got a bit of an update on, I don't know if you saw this story yesterday, but Facebook took down 13 different accounts.
Russians are interfering in our election again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line, and I've been saying this since the last election. Don't get your political news from Facebook. Don't listen. Even if you went to high school with someone and you remembered that maybe they were a nice person or whatever, and they're posting stuff and retweeting and reposting, don't get any political news from Facebook. It's all bots and Russians, and it's a mess. And this is like not a political statement. There's misinformation on the left. There's misinformation on the right. It's all over. So Facebook took down 13 accounts. The FBI
got involved. Obvious that this group is backed by the Kremlin. This time they're not even trying to hide it.
Well,
it would seem.
Well, they were. What they did was, it's called the IRA, not related to Ireland. It's the Information Resource Something Association. It's Internet Resource Association or whatever. It's fake. It comes from Russia. And what they did this time, they lured in regular freelance journalists, American journalists. They lured them in and said they would pay them $75 per story. And then they basically... they changed their stories. So the journalists would write about whatever topic they were supposed to write, and then this Russian agency would alter the stories. Essentially, it's all negative about Joe Biden. China, and so they are still very much Russia. I know a lot of people are poo-pooing Russia right now. Well, yeah, they're very much still trying to infiltrate our election.
Of course they
are. Just
like
they did the last time.
Yeah.
Well, but a lot of people on the right will say that they're not doing it and that it's just a distraction and whatever. Now, on the Republican side, China and Iran have also been busted. They've been critical of President Trump, and so they're trying to raise all kinds of, questions about him being fit for office.
Because he's tough on the Chinese. And the Iranians.
Well, and on the left, Russia. Yeah, and on the left, Russia does not want Joe Biden to be elected for whatever reason, because maybe they're buddies with Trump. I don't know. But they're trying to say that they're spreading all this misinformation about Joe Biden's mental health and his physical ability to, hold office and all this other stuff. So it's a mess. And now there's another add-on. That's just the Facebook stuff. There's a new scandal. The Department of Homeland Security in July withheld an intelligence bulletin warning of Russians plotting misinformation about Joe Biden.
Great.
How the Department of Homeland Security isn't it, which isn't that supposed to be an apolitical organization? Right? I mean, I'm asking a question because I think most Americans are asking this question. Aren't they supposed to not be a political
organization? Most Americans realize that everything is political. The government is corrupt. So is the news media. Pretty much every institution is corrupted. The church is corrupt. You name it. Everybody and everything is corrupted. The medical industry is corrupted. Name me an industry other than agriculture, and that's even getting corrupt by the big ag influences. Mm-hmm. So everything's corrupt. Everybody...
This bulletin was actually titled, Russia Likely to Denigrate Health of U.S. Candidate Joe Biden to Influence 2020 Election. That's the name of the bulletin.
Great.
And then they sat on it and they never released it. So now it leaked out, and now we know that in July, they had that the Department of Homeland Security knew that Russia was doing this, and for whatever reason, obviously, like you said, everything's political. For whatever reason, they squashed the memo and did not try to get the truth out. And that's really, really disconcerting. And, you know, I just, you know,
Welcome to America 2020.
It's awful. You know? It's awful.
Yep. All right.
Now do you want the salacious wedding story?
Yeah, I want the salacious wedding story, please. Yeah.
All right, so buckle up. So a woman named Nikita Moreno saw her ex-husband in the New York Times wedding section. And it came with a startling realization that he had been cheating on her.
Ah.
Now, after publishing her side of the story, the internet has weighed in, and they actually have her back. According to the New York Times article, the couple, named Rob and Lauren, started their relationship in January of 2017. The wedding announcement said that neither of them had ever been married, and this woman said, that's news to me because I was his wife in January of 2017. They split in March of that year. They officially divorced in January of 2018. She said, I never understood why until I read about it in the New York Times in their wedding announcement. Apparently, they met at the gym. And this guy said that his now wife was one of the few women who lifted weights, and she was stunning. And then it chronicles their entire courtship and ends with their engagement and wedding at an art museum in Connecticut. So this poor wife, who was literally left behind, had no idea why her husband dumped her and divorced her. When she confronted him and asked why he wanted a divorce, he never really gave any answer. And so they were actually, and here's where it gets even weirder, the original couple, Nikita and Rob, they were married in a civil ceremony in 2015. They were in the middle of planning a huge wedding for August 2017, but a few months before that, he called it quits and married this other woman. So not only was this wife dumped, but she was also in the middle of planning a huge wedding where invitations had gone out, and then he goes and marries someone else, and then in the Times list says that he was never even married to begin with. So this story, if you see this
sounds
on
like
social media...
She was pretty clueless, and he was just a bad guy, a bad actor. I understand falling in love with somebody else when you may have been with the wrong person. I get that. But to be that blatant about it, why would you want to hurt that person? Why would you want to embarrass them and yourself? This guy is a cur, and if I was the wife that he's married to now, I'd be thinking, well, what's this guy going to do to me?
Exactly.
Because you do it once, you do it again. You do it over. Once you do it, unless you have some kind of spiritual revelation or you learn about your P's and Q's, but once somebody's like that, nah.
Yep.
For the most part.
But then, I agree totally. But then, another, like, a really sweet story. An Ecuadorian couple who have been married for nearly 8 decades, 79 years, they have officially been named the world's oldest married couple.
That's sweet.
Super, super cute. He's 110 years old. His name is Julio Cesar Tapia. And his bride is 104 years old. And, it's incredible. And they were both born in Ecuador, and that's where they still live. And so now Guinness has certified them as the oldest married couple in the world.
Sweet. Good. That's a sweet story. Do you remember the satirical magazine from France, Charlie Hebdo?
Yes.
Apparently you do.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you the story.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Why are we focused on that again? Coming up here on the DJV program, which is brought to you, by the way, in part by Calitren, Calotren. Calitren is America's number one way to lose weight. The safe, simple, non-toxic way. Not only do you lose the weight, but you keep it off, and that's guaranteed or your money back. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works. It's so right for everybody. There's nobody that this don't that it doesn't work for. It just it will go far and wide to do what you need to do. Not going to do it overnight. The first basic part of the program lasts 3 months where you start to lose the weight, and you stay on the program another 3 months, and you keep it off. It trains your body using the main ingredient of the main ingredient is collagen protein.
It's what everybody needs.
Slipped my mind. I ad-lib all of these things because I know the story. I'm just, every once in a while there's a little brain gas that gets in there. The point is that you can, that's pretty good, right? You like that brain gas?
I've never heard of that, but no, sure. Never,
okay. Scientifically speaking, Victoria, this is the only safe way in the world to use a product that has no stimulants, no drugs, and is so successful. 86% of the people that get on this will lose weight and keep it off. So now you can buy three-month supply at the regular price, get another three-month supply free, so you get your body into the right place. Get it now. The big Labor Day sale goes on. Use the code DJV, if you please. It won't cost you anything for shipping, and you get the buy three, get three free. Calitrin, the world's number one choice for healthy weight loss.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The smart home, a reality today with many of our devices connected to a home network. But are they safe from cyber criminals? What about your smart TV? We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about the vulnerability of your smart TV.
Yeah, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days you can stream all your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially a cyber criminal could actually come and take over. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
More info is at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, this is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and a focus on that French satirical magazine called Charlie Hebdo. Now, all of you are wondering, I remember hearing about that, but I don't remember why.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they published cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad and Islam. And it prompted an attack that blew up the offices of Charlie Hebdo back in 2015. And
there you go,
French,
right.
in the French system, it's taken this long. It's not like the American system. They're just getting the people that blew up the building are now on trial for terrorism. And so as the trial started, Charlie Hebdo republished the cartoons in their edition today. So one wonders whether there will be some more hooting and hollering. There are a couple of things here. I mean, thinking about that and what it was all about and what it meant and what happened as a result of it. And
was it implying that all Muslims are terrorists?
Yeah.
France has a huge Muslim population.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it did. It had impact over here, too, as well. And, you know, various places around the world that maybe are more open-minded. And, of course, these people, the thing about the hardcore Islamic, like any hardcore religion, is not very open-minded. So that's the Charlie Hebdo story. This is the Doug Steffen story, the Victoria Keelan story.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This was one of the most unexpected great action flicks of the 80s, as I recall. This is, I can remember, you're going to laugh at this, Chuck.
Is this the 90s?
Victoria Keeling.
90s.
When did it come out? 94, okay. So the buses that they used, because I was in the bus business for 13 years. Yep.
I thought you did farming. No, buses.
No,
nope.
I've been on the radio.
I had
the bus business.
Yep. And you do IT too. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So anyway, the bus that was used, actually they wrecked 5 buses. Old buses from the Santa Monica, it used to be called Santa Monica Street Railway, now it's called the Big Blue Bus. But those buses were made by General Motors. They were called fishbowls because of the huge windshield that they had on them. And they had a V6 engine in them that didn't have much power. And because when you turned on the air conditioning system, the bus would basically have a hard time getting to 50 or 55 miles an hour and keeping it. So what I was thinking as I watched it for the first time was, how'd they get this bus to really go 50 or 55 miles an hour as a city bus and urban bus? And I'm not sure they ever really did. I think they played with it, you know, for the purposes of the movie. But when they also filmed it on the 105, which was next to the airport, in Los Angeles, and they hadn't finished the part of the story that was accurate was they hadn't finished the 105 yet. They were finishing, putting the finishing touches, and there were these big gaps in the bridges. So they did to use the whatever technology they could to get the bus to jump over the hump there. But in the course of the movie, they bought 5 of these old buses from the Santa Monica Street Railway, and they wrecked them all. in the filming of the movie.
It's a great, sort of reminds lot of great me. Sequences. Those action sequences are really fun.
It's a very good movie. And pretty much put Sandra Bullock on the map, don't you think?
Can we play that music? Because today is Keanu Reeves' birthday. He was born in 1964. He's 76 years old. One of the most unconventional rises in the business. Yeah. If you look at his early career, you never would have thought this guy would be around for 30 years. He's resurrected himself again with the John Wick franchise. He did Bill and Ted early on, and he did a movie called Point Break with Patrick Swayze, which has in 91, which is popular. But it was 94, which really changed his image in the industry, where he sort of muscled up, got the role in Speed, got lucky because his co-star became a movie star also, and Sandra Bullock, who played the character of Annie. That movie was a huge hit, directed by a guy named John.
Were they romantically linked for a while off screen?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so.
He keeps his private life very, very private, and people are best related, but none of my business. But, you know, Matrix in 99, which is a massive hit, he made a fortune off the Matrix. He gave a lot of his money to a lot of his crew members.
Very generous.
Reportedly. But he also did a movie in 2000 with Gene Hackman called The Replacements, Football Replacement. I enjoyed it.
That was a good movie. Very good movie.
And what do you think? He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. What do you think of John Boyega saying Disney used him as a black man to market Star Wars, and then they put him in a box, sidelined him, and didn't send him out? They used his image to promote the movie, but then they didn't send him out. They sort of sidelined his character in the movie.
I didn't know what you meant. If you meant he was sidelined or the character was.
I don't know anything about that other than I thought he was pretty. I thought he was pretty good.
I didn't think he was sidelined. I thought he had a big role.
No,
Who did he play? I'm confused. Who did he play in the movie?
He's the black guy that's friends with Daisy Ridley. I forget the character's name.
He's one of the major guys in the movie.
Yeah.
He's terrific.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what he's moaning and groaning.
I don't know. But hey, I got a couple things.
Good.
As of this weekend, AMC and Regal will have 70% of the movie theaters opened. Obviously, there'll be capacity limits. No New York, no Los Angeles. I know a couple buddies last night who sent me texts, went to see Chris Nolan's Tenet, which is going to be an event film to the extent it can be in this environment. Both thought it was extremely visually impressive, but both thought it was very confusing and had some real issues with understanding what was going on. Having said that, people are going to show up for this film to an extent, and my buddy was sitting in an IMAX theater. He said it was sold out 40% capacity, and he was sitting next to somebody one seat apart.
Really?
Yeah, one seat apart. So we'll see how this all plays out.
Yeah, right. All right, what else do you have that's entertaining?
Arnold Schwarzenegger signing on to do a TV show that will be sold to streaming. It'll be a spy-related show, first 4K into a full-fledged TV show.
So what network? No, where is it? Netflix?
It hasn't been sold yet. It'll be sold to one of the streaming, probably Netflix.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.